Bears, welcome back to the Titans Blitz presented by Nissan. It's overtime here on the show, and with that, it is now time for the Wendy's Question of the Week, and I have it here for you, Mr. Keith Bullock. So, question of the week. The team is finding ways to win each week, but have yet to win with authority. Okay, so what are some triggers we need to watch in the coming weeks due to them not winning decisively?
Well, winning with authority. Well, I don't know what that really means.
Right.
A win is a win in this league, and I look, as long as they keep piling them up, it doesn't matter. An authoritative win is, you know, a one-point win that gets you into the playoffs. So I don't know what fans or that fan is looking to see, but I think the Titans are playing well on defense. They're running the ball effectively. They're not turning the ball over. They're doing everything that you can ask a team to do that's in the playoff hunt. So right now, look, obviously they're not listening to outside noise. And if you're a Titans fan, I wouldn't get frustrated about things that are being said about them on the outside. They're doing everything they need to do to get these W's.
That's right. That's right. And I would take it a step further and say I like how we're doing it. Tony Dungy called us a dump truck, and I'll take it. You ever try to stop one of those things? Yes.
And I'll add on top of that. Look, at the end of the year, as we were getting to these last few games, you know, the way that the dump truck is playing, a lot of people are getting out of the way of the dump truck. So, you know, you can say what you want, and I'm sure what Coach Dungy meant about that is it's not pretty football. But, look, it doesn't matter. We just want W's. And get out of the way of the dump truck.
And it's certainly not done by luck. These are well-earned wins. There's no luck involved.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, real quick before we go, since I got you here in the hot seat, I got a question here from the crowd. Jana out there. Jana, I'm assuming. At what moment did you know that you were born for greatness? Was it your dream to make it to the NFL? Happy you were a Titan.
What moment did I know?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think when I got my scholarship to college, because I was a foster kid, and, like, you know, when I was in high school and stuff like that, it was always about me getting, you know, out of my situation. So when I got, like, my scholarship to go to Syracuse, then I could finally, like, breathe, and I can, you know, really thinking about how I'm going to become great. And I saw, I had a lot of opportunity to see Marvin Harrison, Donovan McNabb, Dwight Freeney, a lot of great players at Syracuse that went on to play in the NFL. So I think once I saw those guys and how they took their approach, that kind of, you know, it was on from there.
So from foster system to the scholarship, and just knew you were on the right path. And a lot of hard work.
So fun to watch you play, man. Thank you for being here tonight. Guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing that noise the way you bring that noise here at Nissan Stadium. Thank you for watching, everybody. We will see you right here next week on the Titans Blitz.